Shaila is also, what is the answer to the problem? So many different terutzim are given. What's the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha? The Rasha says, "Ma avoda zayt lochem." How is that so different? Oh, I thought you were trying to give me a hint.
No.
You know, they say that a guy comes to the shul for the first time, brings his friend to the shul for the first time. So he comes Shabbos morning, and he starts telling him the significance, you know, specifically the Zim, and what's happening, and then they're going to open. They open the ark, and they're there, that's where the Torah is, and they take it out, and they're going to read for the Torah, and then telling all the significance of everything. And he says, and the Rav gets up, and the rabbi's going to give a sermon, and generally about the portion of the week. And the Rav takes his watch off, puts his watch on the lectern, and the thing. He says, what does that signify? He says, absolutely nothing. Okay. So the question is that the Chacham seems to be excluding himself also as Chem. And the Rasha is Ma Vaida as Eis Lochem. So why do we tell the Rasha, Ilu Yitzhashah, Ilu Hoyashah, Lohem Beloi Loi, Lohem Beloi Loi, the Pshaytse is Asper Minakla, Tafa Be'ikur, Ba'afat Ha'ak Yashinov, and Mar Loi, Ba'avrazeh Az Hashem Li B'tayisi Mimitzroi. Leave Eloi Loi, Ilu Hoyashah Loi Hoyinikur. So the chlal, there's many, many different terutzim that are given. We've spoken about this many, many times. I'd like to speak about a few ideas. So one of the terutzim that's given. The Baal Shem Yemeshu, he wants to say that the Chacham is really trying to understand different aspects that are going on. Mavoida Azoyz, he doesn't say Mavoida Azoyz Lachem, he doesn't say a blanket statement. But Eidus, Vachukim, and Shrazim, he gives him a mashal of a person who sees this beautiful picture. And he wants to understand how does this facet come out of the picture, how do you do this, how do you do that. So the Chacham is saying, Ma Eidus, Vachukim, Vamishpatim, Shasim Hashem Ezka. And he really wants to understand. Whereas the Russia is saying, he has no appreciation for anything. So what is this? He has no appreciation for anything. But it doesn't really describe the Eschem and the Lochem. If you look in the Haggadah, the Seder Haggadah of the Rambam, says, Oysonu. What? So the Shaila is, I saw it was included. So the Rambam is very good. He's very sensitive in the Haggadah. It's a very, he changes the Lashon. And it means us. The only problem is the Pasuk says Eschem. So if the Pasuk says Eschem, how did the Rambam change it? Why did
he
say
Eschem? He translated.
Eschem means you. It doesn't mean us.
Eschem is an inclusive you. And Lashon is an inclusive you.
Okay, that's not it. That's not the language. It's poetic license on your part. But it's hard for the Rambam to have poetic license on Pasuk in the Torah. It's a little difficult. So the Magen says the following thing. He says Eschem is talking about the Pasuk is talking about the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim. So the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, he was asking him, why is it that you were commanded this, meaning you were the father, you were commanded this mitzvah? When we went out of Mitzrayim, we haven't left yet. We haven't yet left. You're sitting eating a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach represents the Tzia Min of Mitzrayim. We didn't leave Mitzrayim yet. And you eat matzah. Matzah is also the Yitzchak. This is later. It's the next day. So what the question he's asking is, why at least Chukim Mishpat means he's dealing with all the different mitzvahs. Why are you doing all these things now? Later on, the Rambam changed it. It wasn't a poetic license. The Rambam changed it. Then the question is, why are we doing the Korban Pesach? Why are we doing all these? Why are we commanded this to commemorate something that really happened at a time when we hadn't got out yet? That's really the question. That's the question, the Chacham's question. So the Chacham, so I want to expand upon this, because the Duna Magad doesn't take it all the way. He means this, I think. But in juxtaposition with the Rosh. The Rosh says, Ma Avodah Zoy Chacham. So yesterday we mentioned in the Shabbos Nagon Rosh just a little bit. The Rashi says the answer to the Rosh is, Ba'avurzeh Osa Shabli B'teisim Yimitzrayim. The Rashi says, B'shvil Matzu Moram Unachim Lufonah. Apella. Right? It's the causal relationship is incorrect. We went out of Mitzrayim, that's why we do the mitzvahs. We didn't go out of Mitzrayim because we're going to do the mitzvahs. Ba'avurzeh, because of the mitzvahs, we went out of Mitzrayim. No, we're doing the mitzvahs because we went out of Mitzrayim, it's the other way around. On this debate, Halevi says that's why this is the answer to the Rosh. It also says a very interesting thing. If you look in the Pasuk, and it's the Pasuk, which is fascinating, I want to talk about this. When we talk about the Tam HaMitzvah Pesach, we bring a Pasuk that seemingly is the answer to the Rosh's Pasuk in the Torah. If you look in the Pesukim in the Torah, you'll see on the Pasuk of Ma Avodah Zoy Shlochem, Va'amartem, the Pasuk says, Va'amartem Zebach Pesach Hu LaShem, Asher Pasach Halbotei Abnei Yisrael, B'Mitzrayim, B'Not Koyas Mitzrayim, Estatim Abitzu, Va'yikar Om Va'yishtachu, when it says, Va'avartem Etachu, and you're going to do Etachuka HaZos. So he says, Zebach Pesach Hu LaShem. This Pasuk is not the answer that we give to the Rosh. This is the Pasuk immediately after the Mardav Rav HaZos LaShem, Va'amartem, you should say, Zebach Pesach. What do we say to him? We say a different pasuk. We say a pasuk that's later on. And that pasuk is the pasuk which seemingly is the answer to who? To any of their lishma. Any of their lishma's pasuk is the same pasuk. Mava, the answer is, right? Well, he said Mava is Lachem. So the pasuk over there says, right, the pasuk over there on the other lishma, we say that we got the vincha that Bavur Zeh Asa Shem Libitayis Mitzrayim. The pasuk says Yishalcha Vincha, right? Well, we got the vincha by Yoimahu, right? That what Bavur Zeh Asa Shem Libitayis Mitzrayim. So the word Bavur Zeh Asa Libitayis Mitzrayim is going on the pasuk of we got it on the vincha, right? Mo Avoda Zeh Shlochem is the pasuk earlier, right? And we answer the Russia, the pasuk that by the Elisha, Vigarta Levincha, that's exactly, Vigarta Levincha doesn't know what to do. So Vigarta, there's no question there. One pasuk says, Kishol Levincha Machar, Shishgishlu Ezri Kiyishalu, right? And it says, Vigarta Levincha, right? Vigarta Levincha, so the question is, why are we telling the Enid Elisha, we're talking the pasuk of the Enid Elisha. The answer to the any day elishol is the answer we say is the answer to who? To the Rosh. So the answer that's given is the following. The Beis Halevi says that the Rosh's question of Ma'avodah Zoy Shlochem, saying this is an irrelevant avodah. The Korban Pesach was a parukah, was something Mishkul who was Rabbi Dezara, is no longer Rabbi Dezara, nobody's worshipping Ezim. But wow, the Tava Mitzvah doesn't make any sense. There's no Tava Mitzvah that makes sense. Wow, why does this look like? Excuse me. So somewhat, the Beit HaLevi says, this is really speaking to the Jew that wants to be totally rational, saying a mitzvah that I understand, I'll do. But a chaytzah, this doesn't make any sense. That we're doing this now. I understood why we did it then. But why are we doing it now? The answer is that we say, since you are mighty assassin, I call kafah be'ikra. What we say is the following: that the whole reason why we're doing the Korban Pesach is a chayt. The reason for the mitzvahs are just rationalization. They're a tikkun min hayam. The reason why we do the mitzvah, you think the reason why we bring the Korban Pesach and we eat kavod, we eat matzah is because we went out of Mitzrayim. The real answer is Hashem wanted us to do the mitzvah. So you don't understand the reason for the mitzvah. So the Chacham says, we understand there's chukim and there's mishpatim, and there are certain things we understand, certain things we don't understand. But the Rosha says, if I don't understand it, I don't want to do it. It's irrelevant to me. Avodas Hashem is irrelevant unless I understand the reason why I'm doing it. The greatest reason to do it is the tzivut. So he says, and we say a very, very interesting thing. The Gra says, that's basically what the Beis Halevi says. I want to expand on this with the Gra. The Gra says, a dover noy. The Gra says, how do we know that this is the answer to the Rosh? Right? The we say, so how do we know that the answer is Baburzah Hashem Lid B'Tayim Mitzrayim? It's the answer to the Rosh. It's not the answer to the Rosh. It's really the answer to the addition. The answer to the Rosh is Bavartim Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem. So up to Grah, we don't bring Bavartim Zevach Pesach. That's not one answer that we need about. Why? You bring that to the time of the Pesach. Because the answer is the following. The Rosh tells you, and I'm using the Beis Halevi for the Grah. The Rosh says, what is this relevant? First person is to self-talk. First is listen. And we have to know that, and we have to know that it's a choik, and we have to know that there's a mishpat and there's a choik. That's something about Martem. Don't say you answer him, by Martem. But then there's another thing. If you listen to the apostle by the Russian, that we say the Russian, what does it say? Ve'emorlo. Right? Ve'emorlo. Ba'vurze ota shem li b'tzeit mitzvah, li v'loi loi. Why does it say Libel Eloi? Why does it say Libel Elucho? It's very strange. Ilu Hoyashan Loi Hayanigo. If he was there, if you're talking to the Russia, it should say Libel Elucho. Ilu Hayitzoshan Loi Hayanigo. The terraces of the Gra. You're talking to the Eni Ve'alisha. You know, there's a Yiddish expression. Zotman the Tochter meant me the Schneer. Now you tell it to your daughter, but you really mean your daughter in law. Right? So you can't tell it to your daughter in law. So the Rosh Hashanah says, the Eni Ve'alisha says, he doesn't know what to say, don't say anything. He says, listen, I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to expand upon it. I'm on the Brook. You should just know we don't understand everything. Ve'alisha wanted us to do mitzvahs. And that's why he took me out. Rosh Hashanah says, leave the loy loy. Me, it's okay. But if he would have been there, he wouldn't have gone out. So we're not talking to the Russia. And that's what he says, never said that we tell this to the Russia. If you got it to Levinah, you're telling it to any of the Elisha. So the Pesuk can work out the problem. When you're talking to any of the Elisha, you're also talking to the Russia. As always, up to Grah. Half a big as that, the Grah. But I wanted to just add a little point over here. There's another very fascinating book. In all the other cases, either it says Vigarta Levinch or it says Kishok Levinch. That the son was Shoya. What does it say by the Russia? Russia Mahu Oimer. The Russia is not asking. The Russia is making a statement. When he says, he's not asking a question, Ma Avoida Zoyz Lachem. He's saying, Ma Avoida Zoyz Lachem. He doesn't want an answer. Mela, that's what the Baal HaGadol is saying, Russia Mahu Oimer. It doesn't say Mahu Shoya. Yeah? So he says, and that's coming off the puzzle. So he says a very interesting thing. The lashon that we say is a fascinating lashon. I won't say this book. Says Lufisha Haitzi Asma Min Akal Kofar Be'ikr. Since he was mighty himself from the cloud. Yeah, but the lashon of pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, they all say it says all of them, but it says only by all of them. If you look at the pasuk, the pasuk says Kiyayim Ralechem Bneichem. All the other psukim, in the Haggadah Tadi, which says, Chacham Omer Olam, you're correct. But it says, Ki Yoyimu Aleichem Bereichem Ba'avadah Sassachem. What's the Pasuk saying, Ki Yoyimu Aleichem Bereichem? What are you going to say to you? Teres is a statement. But there's another word of it, very interesting point. It seems to be transposed. Ulefisha Haiti Atatma Minakal Kafa Be'ikah. What do you mean? You were mighty yourself Minakal, that's why you Kafa Be'ikah Fakir. He doesn't believe. That's why he's mighty himself Minakal. He says, Li, Rabbi says, Li, Li, you might see yourself in a cloud. Why you might see yourself in a cloud? Terence says, why? Because you're a kafa be'ikr. So why does it say, well, if Fisha hoitzi after my cloud, he's kafa be'ikr? The Terence is, it's not the kasha that makes him hoitzi himself in a cloud. He wants to be yotzi in a cloud. Mainly he has kashas. Somebody once says to Kash that he was asking a guy, hey, what else was there? But it was asking Kash that a brisker of didn't answer. So his son came to him and he says, why are you not answering me? He says, I only answer Kashas, I don't answer to Rutsin. Doesn't matter there. Because you want to be my son, no, you're talking to me. Very nice, I'm not going to answer you. And that's what goes very, very well with this girl. You're talking to the other son. So I wanted to perhaps go a little bit lighter in the Haggadah. Mitchil loved the Abay Dazara Hayyah by saying, the Ashok Yavaru Amokam Labay Dosa. The Pasuk, the Baal Haggadah goes on, the Baal Haggadah says, and the Ha'orah is very, very blatant. It discusses Terach, taking Avram. It discusses Yitzchak, then it discusses Yaakov and Esav. And I took Yaakov, and Esav went out to Har Seir. The obvious question is, who's missing from this paragraph? Yishmael. There's no Yishmael. We said a Taish, the Rambam says, the Rambam in Milo, the Klal Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Avram, Amuf Tzufa in Milo, right? Yotzi B'nei Yishmael, because it says, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar Al Chazar. Yotzi B'nei Esav, why? Because Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov and gave it to Esav. So you see from the Rambam, that really, at the end of the day, Yishmael was never really considered Der Avram. But until Yaakov took the brachas from Esav, it was shayach that Esav also was Der Avram. In fact, it says, Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara, bi Yitzchak v'loy, kol Yitzchak, not all of Yitzchak. But there's another way of reading Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara. Ki beis Yitzchak, in both of the children of Yitzchak yikar lechazara. So Aleph, it could have been Esav and not Yaakov, and Beis, it could have been both of them. The Megillah says, what is the Pasuk coming to tell us? This is something that's such an important thing. You know, the Baruch Ber once came to America, and he came back to communists, and they asked for Baruch Ber, what did he see about America? What did he see about the Yidden in America? He said this also a few years ago. He said, the Yidden in America know how to make Kiddush. They just don't know how to make Havdalah. That's true, they get down, they have to learn, they have to be marveling themselves from the rest of the world. Klai Yisrael really is Havdalah. Havdalah is Hakim Dolom Mikol Ha'am, Klai Heini, La'am Levodah Yishkan, Klai Yisrael. The Meshech Chochma says, why is it that HaKodesh HaZel Lachem is the mitzvah, I mentioned this yesterday. And why is Klai Yisrael Nimshel to Levona, and why is Pesach on the 15th? Obviously it happened on the 15th. Because when does the moon shine brightest? When it's furthest from the sun. The sun, and the Ummah Zayilam count from the sun. The Klal Yisrael has to be Muvdolim. You have to be Muvdolim in Kol Ha'am. Matan Muvdolim, that's part of Rashi at the end of Kedoshim, Matan Muvdolim, Harei Ata Shali. If not, you shall have the rest of the Kaveri. So the truth is, the building of Klal Yisrael was a building of separating Klal Yisrael from that which is around it. The challenge to Klal Yisrael through the millennia has been one challenge. Really, one specific challenge. What was that challenge? The challenge was always, will we be influenced by the culture around us? Klal Yisrael was, I took you, goy mi keref goy, I took you from in Mitzrayim, a goy mi keref goy, a goy from within the innards of another nation. Klal Yisrael was nourished with the culture of Mitzrayim, and they were removed from that. And then, the gam erevat olu itam, the heir of Abraham. Then they go into Eretz Yisrael, they have Shiva'am, then they have Bagoyim, they have Noetzeah. That's the challenge of Chalizol. The challenge of Chalizol is to be mugdal from that which is surrounding it. Avraham Avinu was mugdal from Terah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him. Yitzchak, there was no first pasuk. Yishmael was not the Zerah of Avraham. The Mele Yitzchak, there was no Havdalah that was necessary. He was naturally mugdal. Esav and Yaakov, there was once again, there was a mice of Havdalah. The Mele, that's really the Geula Milayla, Belayla, or putting the rats in the Pakad Yitzchak. There's a Geula Meurta, there's a Geula that we Marashah Allah, that we do that Laila. We talk about the Geula at night. What's the Geula at night? The Geula is we became Abdei Hashem. And the next day we went out of the tribe. Right, so why do we celebrate the Geula of night? So we spoke last week, spoke about the spiritual Geula Geula. He says in Malik Avram, that was the one time in history where Kali Yisrael had no Tarubis. The next morning was where it's begun the Erev Rav, before the Erev Rav. So Klal Yisrael, the night, there was no more a Shibud of Mitzrayim. They were removed from the culture of Mitzrayim. They were in their own homes. They had the Karban Pesach. That was a lie. Well, that's this parash, this paragraph. This paragraph, Mitzilo, everyone, the Zara, it was in. The building of Klal Yisrael is that Havdalah from that which surrounded them. Medla, that's why that paragraph doesn't have Yishmol in that paragraph. I wanted to speak about Baruch Shem HaKachosa. It's kind of a very fascinating medrash, which if the person pays attention to that bris, he knows that it's mentioned that every single, this idea is mentioned in every bris. What do we say at Baruch Shem HaKachosa? The Kodesh Baruch Hu Shem HaKachosa. Baruch Hu was Chishev Es HaKetz. The Chidah brings a fascinating medrash. The Chidah brings a fascinating medrash. The medrash says that Baruch Hu comes to the Ovis and he says to the Ovis, Klal Yisrael has to go to Mitzrayim. They're in the low point. If you give up a letter of your name, I'll be able to let you go to them. Avram says, I can't give up my hay, and I'll just be an Avam HaRab, I won't be an Avam HaMoyim. Yaakov says, I can't give up my Yud, Yaakov got the Yud from myself. I can't give up my Yud, because then I'll just be an Ekev. Yitzchok says, I'll give up the sin from my name. Yitzchok's name was Yitzchok. And I'll give up the sin from my name, you can call me Yitzchok. And he changed the sin from it to a tzadi. What's the difference between a sin and a tzadi? 210. The Mela went from sin to tzadi, and Mela Klal Yisrael was able to go out after 210 years as opposed to 400 years. If you listen, Shavuos HaLi Yitzchok, you say every bris in the Kriya Shem, we don't say Shavuos HaLi Yitzchok like it says in Tehillim. We change it to Li Yitzchok. We all know that Klal Yisrael, one of the schools of Klal Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim as well. There's bris Mila about Erem Be'eriyah, with the Maya Chaya Tudon, the Dan Pesach and the Dan Mila. Now that Mila, that was what Aaron through Yitzchak, and who was the person who was Nimo Lashvayna? Yitzchak. The Mela, the Baruch Shem after Chazak, that's called Chishev Es HaKeitz. Keitz, of course, we all know the Gra says is 190. So it was Chishev Es HaKeitz, that he was Mechashev, the 190, which is the difference between Redu and Arba Me'eshana. The Mela, that's the Baruch Shem after Chazak. Half of the Rem is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful measure. That's even Yitzchok. I just wanted to be matim just a little bit. What? Light. What?
Sunlight.
I'll be like other things also. I remember hearing, as a first year B'Smed Rishboch, I was sitting at a curly room on his table. He was very into the Ishbitzah Torah. And he said over from the Ishbitzah, of Kasha, if there was ever one of the others whose life was not a schoik, it was Yitzchok. Yeah, he had a really tough life, right? He was born to older parents, and he became blind. He didn't have children, and personally Yishmael was raised with him, but then he had that children, and then finally he has children, and he became blind. Right? He had a really tough life, Yitzchok. So Yishpitz had a whole shtickle that that Yitzchak was the etzem din, the only way to get him into din, that's why she left. That's why, because she said, Sarah left, only through Schaik can he come into. It's a little bit of a funny pshat. But I wanted to say a very interesting, I think they talked about this in the pshat, Palosh talks about this b'chal. Yitzchak represents the improbability of the Jewish nation. That's why it's Schaik. Shem Yitzchak for B'Shamayim, Hashem Baruch Hu is Yitzchak for Shamayim. Yitzchak's name is really Schaik, Yitzchak. The pshat is the improbability of a 100-year-old man having a baby with a 90-year-old woman. Right, and building a nation built on that, right? That's the pshat that really at the end, that's Yitzchak. It's a schoik. Klal Yisrael's existence is that Kadosh Baruch Hu had the last laugh. Klal Yisrael had the last laugh. That's the Esa Seri, a little bit the Esa Seri Salal people in Israel we were speaking about yesterday. That all the Mitzorim that we think we're bound by, that Kadosh Baruch Hu can remove them from us. The moment that we believe in that and we realize that's good. The Hisham the Lab is saying of Alan Shalayakad Bilbar Amarakala saying the person has to take the Kois Biyoda, Misham then is Makasa the Matas. This Haftaka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, once said this over, I'd like to say it over again. The Bukhlal over there it says we're Makasa the Matas and we pick up the Kois. The matzah is a deraisa. Kais is a derabbanu. The ishan the labaisen of ulanu is the pshat. And listening to the chachamim's interpretation of the Torah, that was labais. That was oimid aleinu. That was the thing that was on the lanu of labaisen. That idea that we have to realize that amunas chachamim, that's something that's the ishan the labaisen of ulanu. I want to talk a little bit about the. The final bracha, the bracha on Maggid, the bracha at the end, said last kos. The bracha is a very, very, very difficult bracha. What do we say after that? After the first two kapitlos of Halal, we say Yachadosh Baruch Hu, since we were zayicha, this is Hashem Galon v'Galus Avoseinu, Kein Hashem Elokein, Yagienu l'moyadim ul'regolim acherim. Smechin bevinyan irecha v'sosim ba'avoido secha v'noichal shom min azvochim u min apsochim asher yagiyah domam al kir mizbachachol l'ratzim. It's a very long-winded bracha. What do we say? Just like you redeemed us and you redeemed our fathers. Sher go'olonu v'go'olat avisenu. By the way, it's a fascinating thing. We start off the Haggadah. I just want to just make a point. We start off the Haggadah. In Avodah Mayinu, V'ilu lohetzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu et avoseinu mimitzrayim. Hare anu uvaneinu uvnei vaneinu mishvada minu lefar mitzrayim. So we start off the Haggadah saying, if you wouldn't have taken our fathers out of Mitzrayim, how do we end the Haggadah? Asher g'olonu v'golas avoseinu. That's we go through the Haggadah, we realize that we're going out of Mitzrayim too. That's b'chal, a fascinating thing. That's not what I wanted to discuss right now. But what is this lashon? Kein yagienu, kein Hashem lekenu yagienu l'mayadim u'regolam achem, we should have the mayadim u'regolam achem, we should be smechem b'vinyan yirecha b'sazim b'avoy d'secha, v'noichal shom min azvachim min apsachim, so far makes sense. That's why it's Zvachim and Psachim, because what do you eat first? The Chagiga, and then Psachim, we eat Allah Saifa, and Matzah Shabbos, and those that have the say Psachim and Zvachim, because you couldn't bring the carpet Chagiga, because it was not Deicha Shabbos, and that's why it's Psachim, fine. Asher Yagia, Dama Malkir Mizbachachal Rotzah. What is this? That the blood should reach the Kir Mizbachachal Rotzah. What is it? What is it? What are those words? It's a little strange. That the Dama should be the Rotzah. I want to share with you a verse from the Emes Brocha. The Brocha is from Pumaranchi, Katalmud, and Rizkirov. He brings a Netziv, fascinating Netziv. The Netziv talks about a Medrash. He brings over here the Yankee Vendor and brings the Medrash. I have to look in the back to him. The Netziv, I've got that to see it. But I didn't have a chance to see it. It says, La'acha Korban HaMikdosh until Beitar. The Korban HaMikdosh was in about the year 68 to the year 70. Korban Beitar was in the year when? I think 135. I'm talking in the Gaisha years. Okay? So it was about 60, 70 years, 60, about 65 years after Churban Bais. There was Churban Beit. says that they brought the Korban Pesach. Those years, they still had a Korban Pesach. There's a whole shot in the Poskim, how come we can't bring the Korban Pesach? Because Mazel, I don't want to discuss right now. But it says that the Medrash said they brought a Korban Pesach. Vice versa. If they brought a Korban Pesach, they also brought, they also built the Mizbeach. Right? They also built the Mizbeach. So why did they bring all the Korbanos? Why did they only bring the Korban Pesach? Okay. So he says the following thing. The Tziv says that in a Korban, the only thing that they learned, also learned to Mishnah yesterday, you know, that there's a Mishnah and in Zvachim that says that every Korban has to be L'Shem Shisha Dvar. What is it? L'Shem Reach? L'Shem Nichoyach. Okay. L'Shem Reach, L'Shem Nichoyach. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if the Korban Bayis, V'Hashimoisi es Mikdoshechem V'loi Ariach V'Reach Nichoyachechem. I'm not going to listen, I'm not going to smell the Reach Nichoyach of your Korbanos. With Korban Bayis, so any other Korban that needs L'Shem Reach, L'Shem Nichoyach, you can't bring. Because you need that it's brought the chachil l'shem reyach l'shem reyach. Even though with the evidence, if you didn't do it l'shem reyach l'shem reyach, it's not possible. But any carbon that's not shayach to l'shem reyach l'shem reyach, you can't bring. So all carbonates cannot be brought except for the carbon pesach. The carbon pesach didn't need l'shem reyach l'shem reyach. Shar carbonates, I'm reading the words over here. Shar carbonates, given the tzorach on reyach l'shem reyach, the yesh lo Mashenkin Korban Pesach loik sidbe reach nichoyach. And the whole Korban Pesach doesn't say reach nichoyach. So listen to what Rav Kuhn Rancho says. That's Benesiv. So historically, fascinating historical fact. They brought the Korban Pesach until Korban Beitar, but that was the only Korban they would bring because there's no din in Korban Pesach that I need to Shem reach Hashem nichoyach, and all the Korban Pesach reach nichoyach, that's what it is. So he says a Gevaldik, he says a fascinating thing. He says that the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is different than all other Korbanos. And he explains the following. The Bahag says that the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a chelek of the mitzvahs. Believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, is not one of the mitzvahs. Why? Because mitzvahs represent doing the ratzon of Hashem. But the first has to be a Hashem that you have to believe in. It's a tenet of our basic tenet of the faith. In other words, it's the bedrock of everything. It's not the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's everything. It's the essence of it's the foundation of everything. The Meila, what is a mitzvah? A mitzvah represents doing the rotzon of Hashem. Anoichi is the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says a very fascinating thing. He says that when it comes to the Korban Pesach doesn't need Reach Nichoyach. Reach Nichoyach is the pshat. He did the Meirotzim. This is not doing Meirotzim. Korban Pesach was the tenet of our faith. Korban Pesach, that first carbon, was what made us into a nation. Is the pshat we made in ourselves, the Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If we were to draw an analogy, there are mitzvahs and there's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There are karbonos that need Reach Nichoyach, but there's something before that. There's the Anochi Hashem Elokecha of karbonos. What is that? That's the Korban Pesach. So he says like this, that's the bracha we're making. Theoretically, you could bring the Korban Pesach today. Just like they brought it before we get made. We build a mishbeach, everybody would be kosher, everybody would be mitar themselves, however, they'd be mitar themselves, b'chula, b'chula, however you could do it, it's all shmuz, the trees of seeing, and there's Taitel, and there's Kalasher, and they wanted to bring back the order to bring the Korban. He says, that's what we're saying in this bracha. Sher golonu, v'lasa b'seinu, just like you redeemed us, and we became a nation, and there was a time we were able to bring zvach We were able to bring not only zvachim but zvachim too. I mean, I think what he said. So he says, "Kein yagienu." We should be able to go. We should eat min apsachim asher yagia doma malkir mizbach kol l'rotzim. What is l'rotzim? L'reach nichoyach. That we wanted that dam should go on the Mizbeach, not stam as a Korban Pesach, that you could bring Korban Pesach without Reach Nichoyach. We want that time, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, that we should have the Al-Kir Mizbeach Kol HaRatzon. That's the extra Lashon in the Asher, the Asher Galonim, which I think is a beautiful taich in how the Hemshech of the Brachah. That's how about kosher. The brach is not just a brach, but the brach is like a tefillah. It's a tefillah for what should be.
Why didn't the tribe continue after the Korban Beta?
Because they lost all dominion over the tribe, over the country, and nothing. They weren't able to. There were two verses I just left out. I'd love just to say, I think the other one will appreciate. It's Bechal, a question, Chacham Mabu Weimer, just about 2 minutes. And the answer, I want to share with you a Rogacho. How is it the answer? How is that the answer to the Chacham? So Rogacho says, unbelievable Zachar. He says, that's why he's called a Chacham. He says like this. There are two ways that a child can eat from a father's Korban. Either it could be celibate service, or it could be Mamanahim on the Korban. Celibate service is he's toffled to the bias. So he's in the bias. And the other one is what? Is that the Mamanahim as an individual. So, let's say a person was just celibate service, and he was a cotton, and he brings Shtei Cyrus before Pesach Sheni. Halacha is that since he wasn't yotzei to the din of Pesach Sheni, of Rishon, as an individual, he has to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. But if he doesn't bring the Shtei, but if he's memuna on the Korban, so he was yotzei to the Korban. So the Chacham's question is, why will you memana me on the Korban? Why will you make me a celibate of this? And if I'll bring Shtei Cyrus, before Pesach Sheni, I'll have another mitzvah. That was the Chacham Shaila. Chacham Shaila was, why did you make me in a way that I'm potter from this carbon, and then I'll have to bring, yeah? So the answer is, Eim Aftir Nach HaPesach HaFikoyim is the Pshat, that the din of Eim Aftir is the Pshat, that the time of the Pesach should remain in your mouth. The time of the Pesach should remain in your mouth till when? Till the Chatzos, till the whole night. The answer is, what if you would bring Shtei Cyrus in the middle now? If you bring Shtei Cyrus in the middle now, you would have had your own chiyuv, right? If you would have been a celibate avos, then what would have happened? You would have lost the mitzvah in this carbon. If I'm a man who won this carbon, so then I'm a man who so you're part of this carbon. But if you were only celibate avos and then you went and brought Shtei Cyrus, so now you're excluded. You would lose this carbon. In other words, if I brought the carbon Pesach and you're memuna on the carbon Pesach, so either you get Shtei Cyrus, you don't have Shtei Cyrus, you find the carbon Pesach. But if not, if you would just celebrate Zavis, once you become a gadol, you're independent. You're not part of the carbon. So we tell Eim Aftir Nach HaPesach, it's a long shit. Eim Aftir Nach HaPesach HaPekoyman, that until the Zman that you're going to eat, that they have a Zman that the HaPekoyman has to stay in your mouth, you have the Chiv, you would lose the carbon. If you would get Shtei Cyrus in between, you get lose the carbon. On the heels of this, I wanted to say over a quote from the Belz Rebbe, the Hafudik Adiyah, what a great deal. It says, Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah. Kein Al Tehillah B'Zmash HaBeis HaMikdash HaYi Kayim. V'Kerek Matzu Amorah, Kaz Matzu Amorah, V'Oichel B'Yachad L'Kayim HaShenemar, Al Matzu Yisum Rerim Yechlu. The Pasuk of Al Matzu Yisum Rerim Yechlu is where? It's in Pesach Sheni. It's in Bamidah. The Pasuk of U'Matzit Al Merorim Yechlu is in Bud. So why did he say, why do you bring the pasuk of Amatz Rami Yachlu by Pesach Sheni? Bring an earlier pasuk, Amatz is Rami Yachlu. Dr. Belzer Rebbe was sitting at the Seder. Zeichel Mikdash Kehillah. Too late to bring the Korban Pesach. We can't bring the Korban Pesach this year. It's only after Zeichel. But Chach maybe will be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. So it's a tefillah, we bring the pasuk of Pesach Sheni, Hillel said, Al Matzah Rami Yachlu, we should Mekayim that, maybe we'll be able to Mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. It was just like the Chacham wanted to happen right out of the mitzvah. No, that's why we bring the pasuk of Al Matzah Rami Yachlu. But we could actually be Zoyta, we should be Zoyta that we should be able to bring the Pesach Rishon, the real Pesach this year.